This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we welcome you to a program today. I think it's going to really be exciting. We talk about the signs of the times, and we talk about the signs of nature, the signs of society, the signs of technology. As you know, we talk a lot about the technology, the microchip implants, and these type of things. We talk about the signs of the church, the adulterous church, and what's going on in the church. The signs of the New World Order. We spend a lot of time talking about what's going on in the New World Order, and it's certainly quickly developing, but it's been going on over a long period of time. We talk about the signs of prophecy, the signs of Israel, all of the different things that's going on. We've got some guests this morning. We're going to have David Hall on shortly. Of course, Ken Little will be with me, and we've got other people that we'll be calling in, and it's an exciting program. We're here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is Carl Sanders. I want to give my website, www.trumpetmin.org, in case you'd like to correspond with us and look at what's on the website. We've got a lot of information on the seven signs. I got an email forwarded to me, and sometimes you get a lot of junk email, but this one I thought I'd like to read this morning as we start in. There was a chemistry professor in a large college that had a few exchange students in the class. One day while the class was in the lab, the professor noticed one exchange student who kept rubbing his back and stretching as if his back hurt. The professor asked the young man what was the matter. The student told him he had a bullet lodged in his back. He had been shot while fighting the communists in his native country who were trying to overthrow the country's government and install a new communist government. In the midst of his story, he looked at the professor and asked a strange question. He asked, "Do you know how to catch wild pigs?" The professor thought it was a joke and asked for the punchline. The man said, "This was no joke. You catch wild pigs by finding a suitable place in the woods and putting corn on the ground. The pigs find it and begin to come every day to eat the fresh corn. When they're used to coming every day, you put a fence down one side of the place where they are used to coming. When they get used to the fence, they begin to eat the corn again, and you put the second side of the fence up. They get used to that, and they start to eat again. You continue until you have all four sides of the fence up with a gate on the last side. The pigs who are used to the free corn start to come through the gate to eat. You slam the gate and then catch the whole herd. Suddenly, the wild pigs have lost their freedom. They run around and around inside the fence, but they are caught. Soon, they go back to eating the free corn. They're used to that and have forgotten how to forage in the woods for themselves, and so they accept the captivity. The young man then told the professor that this is exactly what he sees happening to America. The government keeps pushing us toward the communist socialism and keeps spreading the free corn in the form of programs, supplemental income tax credits for unearned income, tobacco subsidies, dairy subsidies, payments, and to plant crops, welfare. If you see that all of this wonderful government help is a problem confronting the future of the democracy in America, you might want to send this on to your friends. And so I thought it really made a point. We are in a situation where we are so government dependent now that we forgot how to think. And so this morning we're going to talk about one of the signs of the times, the signs of nature. Ken, are you on? Are you with me this morning?
I think so.
All right, Ken. Praise God. The music's coming, and let's get to it right after the commercial.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
To signs of the times, and we're going to be talking about one of those signs this morning. We're going to be talking about the signs of nature. And, you know, the Jews, the unbelieving Jews, sought for a sign, but the Gentiles sought wisdom. And, you know, it's amazing. Today, it seems like in the falling away of people, the unbelief and this type of thing, everybody is looking for a sign, some type of sign. And so we thought we'd talk about the signs of nature. Matthew 24 talks about earthquakes in diverse places, pestilences, diseases. And certainly with all the diseases we've got coming, this is really a sign that staph infection, this new staph that there's no cure for. But I want to get really down to, is there significance in the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, all of these things that seem to be happening, the droughts? We have much of the area of the earth is in droughts right now. We tend to always center on the United States and say, well, you know, we're just God's chosen people, we're this and that and the other. But worldwide, there's some interesting things happening in nature. So, Ken, welcome to the show, and I'd sure like to have your thoughts this morning, and let's kind of dive into this thing about, and we can hit on global warming and global freezing. A few years ago, we were talking about an ice age coming. Now we're talking about global warming. And Ken, is this really a sign from God, or is there a is this a cycle that we're going through? Let's just kind of bang this around a little bit and see what we can get out of it. Go ahead, Ken.
Well, good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm excited. God has been good to me.
Amen. I like it when we look at different things because it makes us meditate. And I don't mean contemplate our navel, but think about the things that God has written down for us and the things he's done over all these years so we can actually discern the patterns. You know, Jesus rebuked the people for being able to tell that when a small cloud appears out of the Mediterranean, it's going to rain, but they couldn't see the signs of his coming. You know, and he's coming again, and we need to be able to see the signs. And his followers ask him, you know, what will be the signs? And he told them. You know, one of the things that we should be looking at is, as you said, the signs of the weather. What I think interesting about the signs of the weather or the other things of nature, earthquakes and so forth, is that they're more than just a sign. If you look at historically what's reported in the Bible, we see that they're also a rod of correction, not just punishment, but correction. Just like a father may punish the child, they don't do it for revenge. They do it to bring correction so that something changes in their behavior. We see so that they're a rod of correction. They also seem to be a way that God uses to shape history the way that he wants it to go. Because we see that there are changes that take place, even sometimes changes in regimes, we call them today, but different leaderships would be changed by some of the signs of nature. So I think it's an exciting journey we're going to be on here, Carl.
Well, yeah, I do too. Isaiah, 2,700 years ago, gave us a message of hope, and I think we ought to put that message right in the front of this as we look at some of these things. But Isaiah said, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet," and boy, you know, I look at this nation and what's going on, that sins are as scarlet. We got leadership that is bowing down to every god that you can name and things like that. But he says, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Isaiah 1:18. So God provided a way for us to deal with this, with the lifestyle, the sinful lifestyle, the things that are going on. And it's through repentance. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that in here at the beginning. When Christ was on the cross and when he said it is finished, there was an earthquake. And it was a significant earthquake. And the veil was rent from top to bottom and allowed us access into the Holy of Holies directly to God through Jesus Christ. And I think, you know, if there's any earthquake that that started it all off, that would be that particular earthquake. But and that's in recorded history. There was an earthquake at that time. So do you believe, Ken, that there's a correlation between decisions we make, decisions the government makes, decisions the people make? Ultimately, you know, we look at the mess that we're in right now as far as Congress is concerned. Our approval rating is 11%. The White House is doing a little better. It's like 20%. But and I guess that depends on who's doing the counting. But there is, you know, we talk about the signs that Jesus said, Sodom and Gomorrah, the signs of Sodom and Gomorrah, the signs of as it would be in the days of Noah and this type of thing. And so we certainly see those things going on around us. But, you know, it's amazing, the falling away of the church. And let me just touch on something here. If any president 40 years ago would have stood up and said, we all serve the same God, and talked about universalism, and we all serve the same God, there would have been an outcry from the pulpits across the land. They would have torn the pulpits apart to get at anybody that would dare to say something like this. And yet today, it's just accepted. It's all over the news media. We all one God. There, no one way to God through Jesus Christ, but all one God. This nation was not founded on those principles, and this nation will not stand on those principles. So I'll get off my soapbox for a minute, Ken, and let's get into nature a little more. We've got a guest coming on, and I want to give him a little time because he is a special guest. His name is David Hall. He has a ministry out in Texas, and it's so unique. I don't believe I could tell you about it, but David Hall is a man of God and spends a lot of time honoring the men who have fallen in battle and clear back from World War I to the present day, and even this very day he's got to go and do a memorial to a fallen hero. And so Ken, well, let's hold our thoughts for a minute. David only has a short time with us. Let's bring on David Hall. David, are
good morning.
You there?
Good morning, Carl. This is
God bless you, David. And I go ahead.
Well, I'm loading the truck this morning with the things that I will need for today. Right off the bat, we need to honor Charles Jones, a Pearl Harbor veteran who was my pastor for 30 years. And he's gone to meet the Lord this week, and this morning we will have a service for him early at 9:30 in the morning, and they will be taking him back to his birthplace in Sulphur Springs, Texas. It's a long drive, so that's why we're having an early service. And a wonderful man. And, you know, we're only one generation away from tyranny. We have to have heroes come up in every generation. And Charles, this morning, has laid down his weapon. He's fought the good fight. He's finished his course. And, you know, he's ready for someone, for us and for a young viewer and a young listener in our audience today, to pick up that gauntlet that Charles has laid down as he's gone to be with his fathers. And so we will honor him this morning. We will take the Liberty Bell. I'm out in the yard right now by the bell. I just got through airing up the tires. I had one low tire this morning. I have to constantly check everything and be ready at a moment's notice to honor these men. And then later, and so as soon as I get my stuff loaded, we'll be headed over there. We'll start tolling the bell in the way that heroes have been honored for five centuries. And we'll give the ancient toll of three rings because a man has fallen. And then we will toll the life of Charles Jones, who's 85 years on earth, have been well spent, and we will honor him. We will toll the bell once for each year of his life, the year of his birth, ending with the year of his death. And he raised a family and a wonderful church family for all those years, and there will be many people there today who will be honoring him. And we will then, before the service, we will start tolling once every 20 seconds. And it establishes a somber tone. And at his gravesite, the bell will be rung seven times for a life that's complete. You know, seven is the number in the Bible of completion, 7 days in a week. His life was given for his country. It wasn't required on the battlefield. He came home, and we continue to give all of our lives. And I was with Frank Buckles. Carl, do you remember who Frank Buckles is? Well, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, I do. Would you tell us that? And then I want you to tell about that trip up there. But I'd like to have you talk about the bell and how you got the bell and why it's on a flatbed and what's on each side of the bell and some of those things. But talk about Frank Buckles and that trip, the motorcade that went to Virginia. Go ahead.
The trip you're referring to was a wonderful trip. I could have never guessed I would, the Lord blesses us, and sometimes we think when we prepare on a trip we have to do this and this and this and everything has to be lined up.
We got the music coming on. Come right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times, Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome you back once again to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And we were, right before the commercial break, we were talking about, David, your trip and the honoring this 106-year-old veteran. So go ahead and continue with that. And then I really want to get in a little bit about the Liberty Bell and what's on that trailer with you.
Carl, and to your listeners, I'm... on the road now. I'm driving, pulling the Liberty Bell, and it's quite a sight to see. It's a dual cab truck with dual wheels pulling a 20-foot trailer down the road. Now, the Liberty Bell is not 20 feet wide, but on each side of the Liberty Bell, we have the foundation of moral law, more commonly known as the Ten Commandments. And the name of the display is Thy Liberty and Law, after Catherine Lee Bates' poem of 1915, the most favored song that was sung in World War I was God Bless America, Land That I Love. And line 15 of that song says, Thy Liberty and Law, and then in line 17 and 18 goes on to describe men who loved liberty more than life itself. And see, the reason they're together is because they have to be, because you cannot have liberty without law. We saw what happened in New Orleans. They took the law away. The law enforcement officers fled. They let all the criminals out into the street and set them at their own freedom. Well, you know, when you turn evil loose, you don't get liberty and freedom. what you get, well, when those prisoners went out into the street, what happened the next morning? They had tyranny, anarchy, murder, mayhem. They couldn't even rescue people. They couldn't repair a levee. In fact, I understand there's still 1,000 National Guardsmen down there in New Orleans. See, you can't have liberty without law, and so we're driving down the highway today with liberty and law together. And sometimes people make a comment, and if they want to censor the display, they don't want the Liberty Bell to be seen with the law of God. But you can't separate them in actual life, and therefore, when we honor our fallen heroes, we honor the law that they defend. And because they defend the law, we have liberty as a result. And so, as I'm heading it, it'll take me about an hour to get over there this morning, and I hope to be able to talk to you on the way. Well, the same way I left this morning a couple weeks ago, let's see, it was September the 22nd, I was scheduled to be in West Virginia. A man called me on the phone, and he said, "I like what you're doing." And I didn't know at the time that this man was Frank Buckles, 106 years old, and that he's our last remaining soldier who fought for our country in France. And he said, "I would love to stand with you." And so later on I received a phone call, and they told me, did Frank call you? And I said, "Yes, he did." "Well, do you know who he is?" And I said, "Well, he said he was a soldier who fought in World War I. He was 106 years old." And I looked up on the Internet, and sure enough, there was this wonderful, a lot of information about this remarkable man. And so I told the Patriot Guard riders, who are the motorcycle men, who are mainly, a lot of them are veterans, but they're wonderful patriots who bring our soldiers' coffins and their bodies and the flag home. And are with the families, and they're a wonderful comfort, and they're a wonderful protection for me. And they said, "Well, David, you need to go up and see him. You know, at 106, he's not going to be around here forever. And when you go, we want to escort you up there." And so that's exactly what happened. 150 men on motorcycles and women escorted me to West Virginia. Now, not all at one time. We started off with 25 riders, and then exchanged 25 riders. When we got to Texas, some of the Texas line with Arkansas, some of the boys dropped off, and the Arkansas riders picked up. And we got to Little Rock, Arkansas, some dropped off. And all the way through the state, we got to Mississippi River. We already had the Tennessee boys who were riding with us to escort us through Tennessee, and the Virginia boys and gals picked us up and carried us on through Maryland and West Virginia and Pennsylvania. And we got to Pennsylvania, even the Highway Patrol selected officers who had served in Iraq and Afghanistan and the Gulf War. And they had the special honor to escort us in the amber lane or the inside lane at 60 mile an hour in a formal procession across the state of Pennsylvania to honor Frank Buckles. And we were not disappointed. Carl, when I dressed in colonial gear and I showed up at Frank's house, they escorted me in. And then they dropped away because it was to be a private meeting. Frank just invited me. The next day we had a big rally, but I dressed in colonial gear, and I knocked on the door, and there was Frank. He came out into the yard, and we shook hands, and I was so enraptured by that man. Frank he has a wonderful smile, I said, "My name is David Hall, you are Frank Buckles," and he smiled and grabbed my hand and shook it, and he said, "And this is the Liberty Bell." What a beautiful thing. I thought I might not get to ring it, but it looks like it's going to happen. And so we went across and we rang the bell. And Frank he smiled a big smile, and a tear came down out of his eye. He reared his head back and he laughed and he rang that bell and he rang the bell. You know, he must have rang the bell 30 times. And during our interview, which was to be an hour long, and it was, Frank wouldn't really.
And we got the music coming. Yeah, we got the music coming again. And we'll get you right after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. you can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome you back once again to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we were just talking with David Hall for a few minutes, and David is, I've been with David, I've seen the Liberty Bell and his truck and trailer and what he does, and I was just, I'm excited that there are people out here just being visible and doing what God has called him to do. And so David's been real special to me. This thing with Frank Buckles just had to be a high point in your the honoring of the military, honoring the soldiers. But there's another thing you do, and that's picketing abortion clinics and this type of thing. But I'd really like to have you tell the folks, how in the world did you get a hold of a Liberty Bell? And is it really a full-size Liberty Bell, or is it tell us a little bit about the Liberty Bell and the inscription that's on the top of the Liberty Bell.
Carl, I'm just now popping over the hill in Fort Worth, Texas. It is now the hour of sunrise, and you can see the rainbow of the sunrise, all the colors of the rainbow just as it comes up. And the Liberty Bell's behind me, and we're heading to honor Charles Jones, my pastor of 30 years, who's died a Pearl Harbor soldier. And the Liberty Bell behind me is in full open display as we go down this four-lane Highway 35, and everyone can see it. It is an exact replica. It weighs exactly the same amount. and it was built to do so as one of 70 replicas that were commissioned by the Daughters of the American Revolution at the time of our bicentennial, or in the 1970s, to supply the need for Liberty Bells in the country. And this bell was purchased by a Fort Worth veterans group to honor the sacrifice of the veterans of that conflict in Tarrant County. However, it couldn't be placed because of a squabble between the county officials and the veterans group. The veterans wanted the Liberty Bell to ring. They wanted an exact replica to ring out the same tones that the original bell had, that the founding fathers heard when they wrote the Articles of Confederation, the Declaration of Independence, and our Constitution. And that was their desire. But the city guys, they were more interested in the convention business, and they thought that a ringing bell might be an annoyance. And they found the sound of freedom to be annoying. Isn't that amazing how what is freedom to one group of people is an annoyance? Go ahead, Carl.
Well, I was just saying that's amazing, David, that there's a lot of nearsighted people running around.
So as a result, isn't it amazing how when there's a whole phrase that in the Bible that says, when evil abounds, therefore doth grace that much more abound. And so we have today, instead of a mute bell sitting on a sidewalk, we have the nation's only exact replica Liberty Bell that can travel halfway across the country, being escorted by Patriot Guard riders to honor our nation's last remaining soldier who hands down that liberty from his generation. He is that link. His fathers handed freedom to him. He defended it. He hands it on to us. You know, when I had his handshake, I wasn't shaking the hand of a 106-year-old man who was looking at this bell. That hand was as live and as feeling as when I shook your hand. It's just vibrant. And the life in him, he was handing that. Liberty is life, and the Spirit of God is life. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And he's handing that forward to us. It wasn't a cold, dead handshake of a cold, dead bell sitting on a sidewalk, but it was living and ringing, and just like the bell. And we have come in possession of this bell simply because its first choice, its first home was refused. And now we have the privilege to bring this for everyone to ring, and on our trip up there, we stopped by Independence Hall, and for 3 days, all the visitors to the original relic bell, the original bell that's protected there, they can't ring it. It's broken. You know, Frank Buckles can no longer fight. He has to hand it forward. We're only one generation away from losing our freedom, but each time we have men who step forward who will remember the promises of God that have been taught to them by their fathers, and we must hand it on down. And everything has to be handed down, or we lose it. And that's what we're about. This bell is handing down freedom from the original bell. As long as there's freedom, there'll need to be a bell to toll it, to proclaim it. And that's what we're doing today. And the bell is wonderful. I hope at one time in their life, all the hearers this morning, all the listeners will be able to ring this bell. We intend to bring it around the country so that can happen. You think that'd be a good thing, Carl?
Oh, I think that'd be great, David. David, how can people get a hold of your ministry? How can they? Can you give us an email or a website address where they can get a hold of you?
Sure, it's real simple. There's a phrase in the Bible that occurs three times, and it's proclaim liberty. In Leviticus 25:10, it says, to proclaim liberty throughout the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And that's what we're doing with this bell. We're proclaiming the liberty of God throughout the land. We're bringing the bell around so that they may see what motivated our founding fathers. And I hope that each one that rings the bell will be motivated in a like fashion. And it's a great honor to be able to do this. And Frank, when he held my hand, he said one thing to me that I want your listeners to know. And he squeezed my hand, and he looked at me, and he said, David, you know, he's 106. People are expecting him to die. He said, David, we have a duty to live. And if he was holding your hand today, Carl, he would say, Carl, you have a duty to live. You have never been more prepared to serve the Lord and to serve your country than you are right now. The culmination of all the events of your life serve to make you a better man. In fact, that's what our lives do. They prepare us to be better men and women to live in heaven. And So he said he never sought to be the last soldier alive. And you know what? We don't seek our own will, but we live out our lives every day, drawing great comfort from our Lord and from our families. And we have to respond to that, and we have to be faithful as patriots to all the causes that we espouse. And the Liberty Bell promotes that in everyone that sees the bell, everyone that experiences ringing it. And I was lifted. I actually got to thinking that I thought I was going to die as a young man. My grandfather died as a young man. His father before him died as a young man. My father died as a young man. I think young men are 67 to 71. That's at the age at which they died. And Frank was challenging me that, no. We have a duty to live, not to seek heaven to escape early. But he said, you know what? There's a lot of people in this life that we need to outlive. And I just thought that was amazing, coming from a man who was 106 and very, very much alive. He really motivated me, and I hope your listeners will turn on his, just look up Frank Buckles on his website. Well, it's just on the general Google News and see what's about him. And then look at proclaimliberty.us or just Google in Belladeer, and my website will come up. Or just Google Liberty Bell and Ten Commandments, or for images or video. It's all on the web. It's there for people to see, and I would love to meet them and to help support them in their endeavors. We're going to a fundraiser this afternoon in Austin, Texas, and we'll be greeting 2,000 soldiers who are preparing to go defend our freedom in the next month and a half. They will be replacing the first cab in Austin. In Fort Hood, Texas, that are coming home. There are another group of soldiers who are prepared to go fight and defend, just like what has occurred ever since our nation's founding. When one group goes, another group comes and serves, then they're replaced by another group. And all throughout our nation's history, this has gone on, and we will be participating in that today. We will be honoring these men and these women who put their lives on the line to defend our freedom. And it's a great honor to go down and be with them, and I don't know if I'll end up spending the night down there. I don't know what will happen today. I don't know the people that I will meet. They're all wonderful opportunities for ministry, for caring for these people, for honoring them. Some of them, it'll be the last picture that they'll take with their family standing in front of the bell before they go and fight for freedom. And it wasn't too long ago, a lady came up to me and showed the picture. I was standing at her husband's funeral, tolling the bell. She came by later on, and she said, "This is the last picture that I have of my husband with my family." And she was there with their daughter, and we had just buried him. He had given his life. He was killed by an IUD in Iraq. And she said, "I always cherish his picture." And we're reminded constantly in this ministry of the sacrifice that's being given by these young men and women for our country, and we're reminded that it didn't just start here in this war at this time, but this sacrifice is carried on for over 225 years, and it will David, continue. Yeah.
David.
Yes.
David, let me, Ken, do you have any questions for David? And we're going to have David back on again another day, but I know you're getting ready to do the ceremony here in a little bit, but Ken, do you have any? You're a Vietnam veteran. Do you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask David about the Liberty Bell, about what he's doing, and maybe why he's out there doing this?
Well, I have a lot, of course, but one thing, one of my ancestors, you know, Benjamin Franklin, signed the Declaration of Independence, and I wanted to know what was inscribed on top of the bell.
Yes, on top of the bell. By the way, Benjamin Franklin is the first person to make a reference to the bell. In the year that the bell was put up in 1753, Ben Franklin closed a letter to a lady. He said, "I must bid adieu, for I hear the sound of the bell, and must go among the grave ones and discuss politics." And around the top of the bell, what makes it unique is that the Jubilee verse of the Bible, or the Jubilee verse of the Old Testament, as the Jewish in the Jewish law, it says, "And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim it a year of Jubilee." And it goes on about how that's to be hallowed, the setting, the forgiveness of debts, the freeing of slaves, and it said at the final phrase of that that's on the top of the bell, proclaim liberty throughout the land to all the inhabitants thereof. It was selected by Isaac Norris, a Quaker, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Penn's Charter of Privileges of 1701 that gave Pennsylvanians the greatest amount of freedom, religious freedom, and secular freedom of all the colonies.
Thank you.
Yeah, how about
is that,
that
good enough?
Yeah, that does it.
Well, David, this is great, and I've got to have you back on again another time. I know that you said you were limited on time, and there's just so much. I'd like to talk about the abortion clinics and some of your adventures there, and so we'll do a Signs of Society, and I'd like to have you back on at that time to talk a little bit about your crusade in that area. And has there been a lot of objection to the Ten Commandments being on the trailer? Have you had people try to tell you that you needed to take that off? Did we lose David? Well, Ken, are you there?
I'm still here, Carl. I know we're talking about weather science, but I wanted to mention three things that David talked about that I thought were really important in light of everything we're doing. And the first one was he said he was out there airing up his tires, you know, and what he said about that was that you always need to be checking things. You always need to be ready. You need to be vigilant. And I think that's important for us to know, whether you're looking on the secular level, whether you're looking on the biblical level, you always need to be ready. You can't just rest on your laurels. You can't coast going uphill. And our climb should be a climb, not a coasting down into the valley of the depths of despair where the world lives. The other thing I thought was interesting is the connection between liberty and law, between the bell and the Ten Commandments. We need to remember where they both come from. They come from the same place. The freedoms that we hold so dear, or at least we should hold dear and fight and defend, the Bill of Rights, those are not man-made. They did not come from the government. They did not come from the Constitution. They were given to us as a gift from God, and we need to remember that these are God-given rights. The government cannot take away because the government did not give. And I think the last thing that was really impacting me was when he said that some people found the sound of the Liberty Bell annoying, and it reminded me of something that was spoken to a congregation one time many years ago. They were talking about the trumpet. Everybody was talking in those days, I guess they still are, about the trumpet that's going to sign a sound and they're all going to go to heaven in this wonderful rapture and all of that. They're all looking forward to that. But there was another sound that they found annoying. They found, just like the Liberty Bell was found to be annoying, they found this trumpet sound to be annoying. And that trumpet sound was the sound of God calling for repentance. Because without repentance, they're not going to make that trumpet sound. And what the Lord was saying to them was, if you can't hear, if you've shut your ears to this sound of repentance, that trumpet, what makes you think you're going to hear the trump of God? It's the same trumpet. So that's what came to my mind when I was thinking about what he said about the Liberty Bell.
Listen, Ken, that is that's beautiful, because really, through the land, we're hearing that trumpet sound of repentance.
Amen.
We're hearing, and it is that same sound. It is that same sound of the last trump. And it's amazing to me that that somehow we've got dull of hearing. We talk about a falling away in the last days, and for a Christian community, for the body of Christ, not to be completely alarmed and just over this situation we have, and I'm not talking against the President of the United States or anything else, but when you see he was on ABC with Charles Gibson. And what it demonstrated, you know, back many years ago, I said that he may be a Christian, but he's biblically illiterate. And here he is with Charles Gibson on ABC, and the question was, do we all worship the same God, Christian and Muslim? Answer by George Bush, I think we do. We have different routes of getting to the Almighty. Question, do Christians and non-Christians and Muslims go to heaven in your mind? Answer, yes, they do. We have different routes of getting there. And, you know, that is amazing. Bush was on Al Arabiya television and says, I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, prays to the same God. I hear the music coming, and Ken, we'll get right into nature when we get back. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanderson.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. My co-host Ken is on with me, and we have just been blessed by David Hall, and I want to thank David for being on. And remember his website, so proclaimliberty.com, and go and look that website up. Ken, we seem to have gotten along. We haven't gotten to the real science of nature yet, but we've got a lot of program left. So let's pick up where we were just before the commercial and go ahead.
Well, one thing I was thinking about was when I look around today, I see us just as the generation of Jesus' time. And, you know, when he came the first time, he rebuked them because they didn't recognize the signs of the times. And he's coming again, and I believe it's going to be soon, and we're not recognizing the signs of the times either. And I don't want to be like Jerusalem was because we missed the day of our visitation. And we all have personal visitations from the Lord we don't want to miss. And just as the Lord was telling us, we need to recognize the sound of the trumpet of God, which right now is calling for repentance, but one day will call people home. We also need to have God open up our ears so we can hear that, but we need to have him open up our eyes so we can see what the signs of the times are telling us. And give you one example, today's newspaper, or not newspaper, but WorldNet Daily, had a story about a miracle baby found under a pile of rubble through a tornado. Now, there's a sign for you. Death and destruction everywhere, and here's this baby who can't, the baby can't take care of itself at all, but God does. And there's a sign there, and people are going to say, oh, isn't that cute, and wow, that's interesting, ain't it? You know, and wow, what an awesome accident that is. What an unusual circumstance. Hogwash. That's the Lord giving us a sign that he's able to protect us in the middle of whatever's coming. But we need to know that it's coming.
You know, Ken, we talk about persecution of Christians, and you know, it's not persecution of Muslims, it's not persecution of Hindus, it's not persecution of any of the rest of the groups, but in the time that Jesus Christ walked on this earth, in the Roman Empire, was probably one of the most free-thinking empires there were. You could believe in anything, and it was accepted. However, the people that were persecuted at that time, and there was many, many gods around, but the people that were persecuted at that time were the Christians. And the reason they were persecuted was because there was only one way, and there was only one God they would worship, and only one way to get there. And so when Jesus Christ came on the scene and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, then the Christians were persecuted, lived in the catacombs, were beaten to death, fed to the lions. Nobody else was, that didn't happen to anybody else, and there was every kind of religion you could think of in the Roman Empire. So today we've got exactly that same thing going on. It's not the Muslims they're trying to stop from having prayer in the school. It's the Christians. It's that person of Jesus Christ is where the problem is at for this nation today, and for the leadership of this nation. So it sounds like we got the music coming again. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting.